This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It's been 4 years since Peter drove his last cross-country truck trip. Most of the past year he's spent in and out of a hospital with a variety of serious conditions, including colon cancer, diabetes, a major stroke that followed abdominal surgery. He's been on a respirator for several weeks and has not regained consciousness. He now has kidney failure, requiring dialysis. The doctor believed that CPR would serve no purpose. It would be futile. One son agreed with the doctor, saying that this is not what Peter would want. The daughter disagreed, feeling that her father would have wanted everything done. The doctor wrote an order in the chart that said DNR, do not resuscitate, meaning that if Peter's heart stopped, he would not receive CPR. The doctor believed CPR would be futile. It might cause Peter pain and suffering without any reasonable chance of improving his overall condition. Now, strictly speaking, a medical intervention is futile if it makes no sense based on underlying disease, say an experimental drug that's not expected to work, or if it does not have a meaningful impact on the quality or the quantity of someone's life, or if the intervention has already failed in the person. The issue of futility becomes even more complicated when you add in the cost of care. How much were we willing to pay for a few extra hours or a few extra days? Should decisions about care and futility depend on a person's wealth? For example, does it matter if a person is very wealthy and can pay for, say, their liver transplant themselves, as opposed to being poor and on public assistance so that the money comes from the government? There are also differences in values. In Peter's case, one problem is that his son sees no value in continuing life in its current state, while his daughter values any quantity of life as being precious, even if her father never leaves the ICU. Does the doctor's opinion matter? Peter's doctor feels CPR is futile because his quality of life is unacceptable given his major stroke. But some experts argue that it doesn't really matter what the doctor thinks about a person's quality of life. These decisions belong exclusively to patients and their surrogate decision makers. When there is disagreement around medical care, you should ask for a second opinion or a consultation with the ethics committee. In Peter's case, he died that night peacefully and without CPR, with his family at his side. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes. If you'd like to share your thoughts on today's commentary or subscribe to the podcast, visit kcrw.com/secondopinion.